Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Back on Chicago's Afternoon News, I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, there's a shortage of early education workers around, and there's a drop in students at community colleges. There's a state senator who has a bill who says this will solve both problems. Senator Christina Passione-Zayas is on the phone line with us. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, tell me about your plan. What's the perfect fix here?
Well, it is a part of a set of solutions. We are essentially trying to solve for the fact that we have a little over 2,200 vacancies in early childhood classrooms. As a state, we only produce 342 bachelor's degree holders that also have professional educator licenses with an endorsement in early childhood. And we have about a little over 28,000 individuals that are registered in our state registry that are early childhood providers and have either some college or an associate's degree. And these folks make between $10 to $13 an hour. 46% of them are eligible for public assistance. I really see this could be a total win-win all around, especially as we're thinking about economic recovery. The governor just released the report from the funding commission that was tasked with thinking big and bold about a birth to five system that has multiple entry points and meets multiple needs. And so we need a workforce that takes care of our current situation and one that can take us into the future.
And your bill would create a bachelor's degree program at community colleges where typically you could only get an associate's degree.
Right. So the bill would actually allow community colleges to be able to apply to the Higher Learning Commission, which is the accrediting body for higher ed, to be able to apply to them to seek the ability to grant bachelor's degrees in applied science. So there's an administrative process here. This just doesn't flip the switch and all of a sudden community colleges can offer bachelor's degrees. There's a whole rigorous vetting process.
And when we talk about early education classrooms, it's not public schools, right? It's more daycare or things like that, or who are we talking about?
Well, Illinois has a mixed delivery system with multiple entry points and settings, right? We have home-based childcare. We have community-based childcare with social service agencies or community-based organizations that have centers, childcare centers or early learning centers. And we also have school-based early childhood programs. So this would help to be able to staff up all of those settings along with home visitors, along with early childhood mental health practitioners. There's an array of individuals and types of work that happen in early childhood that this could support.
And so, and you talked about how they're very low paying jobs for the most part. How would a degree help increase their wages, or would it open the door for opportunity in the future? What exactly would be the benefit for the degree for these workers?
Well, there is a wage scale depending on level of education.
Okay. Okay.
And if you don't have a bachelor's degree, obviously you're in a different kind of wage scale, and it would also open you up to pursuing opportunities in spaces that may be able to provide you benefits. I mean, you also have a good portion of these individuals who don't even have benefits along with their pay.
And so if you allowed them to go to a community college, community colleges are local, they could continue to do the work they're doing while picking up this degree, perhaps at night or during their free time. More easily to schedule community college, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you have to think about, these folks are what we call place-based adult learners, right? So they are currently working full-time, to your point, that their schedule is limited, so you need some flexibility. You need to have the option to be able to kind of have a hybrid model, but you need to also be able to provide them with the resources and support to wrap around them so that they actually complete. I've been involved in several initiatives that have cohort models that really, you know, try to remove multiple barriers that these folks experience. It might be that they haven't been in a university or college setting for years, so they just kind of have to get their basic navigation skills in the college space together. It may mean that they need child care. They may have some student debt that needs to get satisfied. The point is that the objective is to really support them in completing and obviously to meet the goal.
Would this be a first? Are community colleges allowed to offer bachelor's degrees in other areas, or would this be the first time ever?
No, this would be the first. Should the Higher Learning Commission approve proposals submitted by community colleges, because this isn't like a blanket approval. Mm-hmm. Each community college would have to do that. This would be the first for the state of Illinois, but there's 23 other states that have done this and that have been able to prove that there hasn't been an encroachment on the public four-year universities and have actually created multiple on-ramps to upskill what we call the incumbent workforce and to be able to open up economic opportunity for folks that have historically experienced challenges.
Where is the bill now? Is it out of committee or still in committee?
No, Tuesday at 5:30 is our committee hearing. And so we will have a few witnesses. We will have some great discussion. And should it pass, we'll get it on the floor.
Senator Cristina Pasione-Zayas, keep us updated, will you?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Let's check in with Mary.